You're here with T on Fringe Drive and, of course, lots of things on at the Sydney Fringe Festival. But if you want to be outside of the... I've got an artist who has self-confessed out on the fringe of the fringe, and I'm so excited to speak to her. Shalala. What a great name.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Welcome. And you currently have an exhibition called The Raw, The Naked and The True.
Indeed.
At Tap Gallery, which is not too far from here. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, I'm an expressionist artist. Mm-hmm. I paint with my fingers and with palette knives, and I'm a figurative artist. And so my art is all to do with emotion. Expressing emotion, taking the emotion and the array of emotion onto canvas.
Brilliant.
And paper.
Wow. And I want to ask with right now, do you feel emotion as you, are you an empath as well as you walk around?
Or? Oh, look, I'm very much on the spectrum. born before they had words like on the spectrum.
Yes.
And my art is very much about taking the emotion and, as I said, the whole array of emotion from light to dark and getting it out of the body, out of the mind, and into a story.
And during what has been a little bit tumultuous, a lot tumultuous for people, has that come out into this particular or your art at the minute?
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Not just of myself, but what I see, what I feel as I'm around people. Mm-hmm. Pretty much in the moment, whatever I'm feeling in the moment, that goes into my art for
Brilliant.
Sure.
Is this your first exhibition or you've done a few?
It's my first exhibition in Sydney, mm-hmm. But no, I've shown in Melbourne and I'm from Northern Rivers, New South Wales, so I've been a part of a gallery there called Serpentine Gallery. Mm-hmm. Yet to hit Brisbane.
Hey, it's a big country.
There is.
And I must ask on a side note, Lismore, have you been in around? How is it up there?
Oh, recovering. Recovery. And Lismore is an amazing community. So everybody's come together and there's a lot of support for everybody within the community. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're down but not out.
Brilliant. That seems to be the attitude. So much, much love from myself up there. Now, in terms of this, is there nakedness in what you're portraying?
Yes, on multi levels. So, mm-hmm. As I said, I'm a figurative artist. Most of my work is female and the female form. But a lot of the work is not your traditional nudes. You mm-hmm. know, it's, as I said, I express internal emotion. And so, how would I put it? Gargoyles might be a word to use, but they're creatures. They're creatures of the inner mind and soul and the human experience. You know, some of the emotions are common, like we all experience fear, we all experience happiness, we all experience triumphant or struggle, but then some of them are more unique to mental health, like episoding and frozen anxiety and isolation. There's a lot of my work deals with subjects of isolation.
Okay. And is that something that was, you know, of the recent period where we were all isolated?
No. That's something that's always been in my world.
Yep.
There's a Sheila Nagig theme that mm-hmm. runs through this particular series
okay.
of work.
Yeah. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, Sheila Nagig. It's we're going back to maybe the 11th, 12th century, mainly in Ireland, and they're sculptures done on church walls or on stone fence thoroughfares, and they're it's Yoni art. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's no I like Sheila's because there's no history that's attached to them. No one knows why they're there
wow.
or who did them. There's some are elders, some are crones, some are maidens, some are big, small, some have breasts, some don't. But the only thing in common is that they're all very Yoni proud. You have to Google Sheila Nagig to see.
Okay.
But it's a running theme in my work. At
Brilliant.
The moment.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds fascinating. Yeah. I feel a little bit
female
drawn to
empowerment.
It. Brilliant. Well, we all need that.
Yeah.
so your You work a lot with colours, and for you, colours have feelings or emotions?
Each colour speaks its own vibration and its own voice, absolutely. Yep. I finger paint and I use palette knives. So my work is very painterly, very thick. I just slop it straight on from the tube half the time.
I love that.
Part of a big experience for me in making art is the process of doing it. It's not so much the end result. There's a lot of pleasure in putting one colour next to the other colour. You know?
Have you ever kind of started a project and kind of stepped back at the end and looked at it and gone, oh, I did not know that that was where it was going at all?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, some of the works I might have foresight where I'm, you know, structuring it, but a lot of the works I'm just going moment by moment and whatever the next moment speaks, that's where I go. Yeah.
In this particular exhibition, is there any particular art piece that you are more drawn to or feels like this is what you were trying to say?
Of course there is. I've got over 100 pieces there. Whoa. So, you know, some of them, because a lot of it's printmaking as well. I've got a lot of lino prints and etchings. Oh. Which is kind of a relatively new medium for me this year. Mm-hmm. There's some hit and miss, and then there's ones that I go, wow, yeah, got it there.
I love that. You're right. We all have our creative side.
I think most artists would be able to say that. There's some where we go, ooh, and then there's some that we go, yeah.
So 100 pieces, you brought
probably
them all
over
down.
100, yeah.
You brought them all down here.
Yeah, and in my bus.
In your bus, where you live.
Yeah, I live in a bus.
Love that.
It was crowded.
More people are starting to look at the tiny homes and buses anyway, so you're ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
So you're finishing up on Sunday, so people have got to get there soon, and you've got a talk tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the studio. Yeah. So what can people expect if they come in and have a chat? You're obviously very lovely and it's educational.
Kind of you to say.
Yeah.
Well, you can expect wine, that's for sure. Wine and nibbles. At 6 o'clock we're having a little dinner, a simple dinner. But look, it's very informal. I won't be doing any speeches or anything like that. You come in and you look at the work, and I'll be present, so any conversation you want to have about the work or nomadic life or anything really.
Brilliant.
In general. It's a friendly bunch, so just come in and have a good time. We've got music playing. I think we've got a little bit of spoken word poetry happening as well.
Sounds like an evening to me.
Yeah.
Sounds like and the Tap Gallery, how did you get involved with them as well?
I was on the fringes of the fringes, and somebody needed some help from the city, and I sat down and we had a coffee and I made a friend, and that friend happened to know Leslie, who runs the gallery, and whammo,
here I am.
So it's always, the moral of that story is always be kind to people wherever you go, because you never know where you're going to end up.
100% agree with that. And speaking of ending up, do you have plans for the next step of this, or...?
Oh, when I go back to Lismore, yes. We have an exhibition called Print and Mud at Serpentine, and it'll be the first exhibition since the floods. So the Serpentine is, as we speak, being rebuilt, and by December will be beautiful again.
Brilliant.
And then next year I have another solo show, and we'll see from there.
We'll see from there.
I also sell everything online, so anyone who wants to go on to Shalalala Land is my...
Is that Instagram or website?
Instagram,
perfect. Shalalala Land, that is brilliant. It's a brilliant name. Fantastic. And you can see all of your pieces, The Raw, The Naked and The True.
Indeed.
True. Congratulations. Have a great evening. I'm sorry I can't be there. I'm flying off to Melbourne. Jet setter. but I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. And it's right around the corner from here. We're very close to here. At Riley Street, 259 Riley Street, 4 p.m. start and then 6 p.m. dinner.
Yes.
Oh, what an evening. What an evening. I'll send the producer there. She can go.
Lovely.
Thank you so much, Shalala.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's amazing. So we'll post that up on the website as well if you want to know where that is. But you've got to go soon because it ends on Sunday. Right now, some more music.